From our regular donors, we're looking to feed about 1,000 people on Thanksgiving Day. The problem is the COVID restrictions that we have in place prevent us from being able to take as many volunteers as we would like. And we have an age restriction on the volunteers this year. Typically, we have children that are taking the food plates and running them over to the distribution, but the plates can't be handled by more than like 2 people. So it really is, we've got to change our structure as far as what we do on Thanksgiving. We still need the food. We still need the donations, the turkeys, the hams, the mashed potatoes, but it'll be in a less, the capacity is people would drop it off and then we'll take care of it from there. And then we'll have certain teams set up to go deliver 10 meals here, 18 meals here, 25 meals here. So we still need people to deliver and food. In the kitchen, it's a little bit different this year because COVID restrictions, people restrict the amount of people can be in a kitchen. You know, so it'll be a little bit different.
Okay.
But yeah, we're still looking for donations.
Okay. So it might take a little bit more time. But you will get the meals out too.
Oh, absolutely.
We do.
Yep, absolutely. We're going to do 1,000 meals this year.
Okay. Now, as far as like COVID restrictions, are you requiring anyone to like get a test, or do they just have to wear a mask or wash their hands plenty of times and basically follow the CDC guidelines?
Yeah, we have a SOP as far as procedures. They'll have to have a temperature check on day, rubber glove, wearing gloves, having a mask on, and temperature check. And they have to sign up prior to on our Sign Up Genius to make sure that they know all the protocols so that when we ask the question, do you have temperature, whatever the questions are, that we can say, hey, thanks for wanting to serve with us. We just can't do it. You have a 99.1 temperature. We can't do it. So we'll have to, I'm sure. And that to my soul bothers me to turn someone away from serving. But we've got to go within, we have to operate within the CDC regulations and what's best for everybody that's helping, what's best for Burke Community Church, and what's best for the 25th Project.
And, okay, so we'll still be at Burke Community Church this year.
We'll be. Yep. So they're still letting us come in. It's just in a lessened capacity because of the restrictions that are there.
Okay, and what dates are you looking for people on Thanksgiving only or a little bit beforehand?
Yeah, beforehand and on Thanksgiving Day. So that's the 25th is we're doing a propane drive on the 25th. And then on the 26th, this Thanksgiving. And so we'll have a prep crew. And if someone wants to get in touch, they can email coordinator@t2.5p.org.